From Austin Film Festival, this is On Story, a look inside the creative process from today's leading writers and filmmakers. I'm your host, Barbara Morgan. On Story features discussions with a diverse array of voices who use the language of film and television to tell a story. All of our content is recorded live at the Austin Film Festival and Conference, at our year-round events, and in up-to-the-minute interviews. This special presentation of On Story is a closer look at some of the incredible films chosen to screen at the 25th annual Austin Film Festival. We talked with the filmmakers whose work represents some of the most original voices in filmmaking from around the world, about the challenges they faced in the creative process, and the breakthroughs that led them to the Austin Film Festival. Major Arcana is set in the backwoods of Vermont. An itinerant carpenter faces a struggle to end a legacy of alcoholism and poverty as he attempts to build a log cabin by hand. Producer and former Austinite Sarah Kolb discussed the unique challenges presented by Major Arcana. Major Arcana screens October 25th at the Hideout Theater and October 30th at the Galaxy Highland.
So my name is Sarah Brennan Kolb, and I am the producer of the feature film Major Arcana. And Major Arcana is a drama, quiet drama, if you will, about an itinerant carpenter who moves back to his small hometown of Vermont after the death of his father and builds a cabin in the middle of the woods by hand and deals and tries to make amends with the ghosts of his past.
So you brought up the word quiet. One of the things I really loved about this film was how quiet it was. So can you talk a bit about that?
I think it has a lot to do with both the journey of Dink, our main character, but also I think it has a lot to do with the place where we shot it and the style that is very distinctly Josh Milrod, the writer and director. The story actually takes place in the town that Josh has lived for the past decade, a small town called Barnard, Vermont. And it's the same place where Eugene Tarkovsky, who is not an actor, well, he is an actor, now, but he wasn't an actor before this movie. He lives and works, and he was born. So the film really came out of this real life organic relationship between Josh, the writer director, and Eugene, our star. And the place is so important, this small rural place that's off the beaten path that so many people don't see is such a strong, kind of overwhelming character in the story. And we wanted to lean into that, and we wanted to respect that, this kind of beautiful place. In terms of the quietness, Josh really, really wanted to work with people in his community, these non-actors, and cast them in roles, which is what we did. And then the casting process for Major Arcana was definitely unique and very singular to Josh's vision and his life. We cast the majority of the people in the film from the town, from Barnard in Vermont. They all live in Barnard or outside of it, and either working kind of the capacity that you see them on screen or have some sort of kind of tie to the characters that you see on screen. So Josh's whole writing process very much came out of how can I create a story that's effective and moving with the resources that I have in front of me, which I think is like the key to any successful indie filmmaker. And I think he realized that he had this beautiful landscape and this fascinating town with these endearing and compelling characters and people that he was surrounded with. So he was really, really able to effectively use the town and use the community and build a story around that. And so Eugene Tarkovsky, he was Josh's contractor in Vermont. They had known each other for years. He worked on Josh and his wife Tara's home. He's a staple in the community. Everyone knows and loves Eugene. And even before he started acting, he's just one of those people who walks into a room and everyone just feels a little bit warmer. He has so many stories and has lived so many lives and is so open and sharing and caring. But yeah, it made sense. I was a bit terrified when Josh was like, no, I have someone who's going to play Dink. He's never done this before, which is scary. It's a huge risk to take for your vision and for your movie. But the moment we all met Eugene and he sat down, it just clicked and we knew it was going to work.
Well, so can you talk a bit about also how choices that you made regarding, you know, you talk about this story being a very personal story for this main character, but also how he incorporates just the building of this home into the storytelling.
It was a nightmare in pre-production to figure out how to build this cabin effectively on camera and in the story, but also, you know, have a team working through the nights and on weekends to build it in real time. So I give so much credit to Dax Stringer, our first assistant director, who took that matrix of a puzzle of building a cabin by hand on screen and off screen and making it work within our 18 days of shooting. And we also were insanely lucky to have a team of local carpenters who designed and built the cabin. But yeah, Josh's vision was that he wanted something tangible to show that this man is making something and doing better and doing good. And it's such a beautiful idea to, you know, handcraft a home as a testament. It's still standing on a farm. It's where seasonal workers on the farm in Barnard come and work and can stay for free.
Yeah, I mean, I have to say, when you see it at the end, I was thinking I'd like to live in that cabin for a little while. I'd love for you to talk a bit to our audience about what that story really is about from your perspective as the filmmakers. What is it you all are saying with this story?
I think for me, this is the first film that I've ever made with a male protagonist. For me, the theme of the story explores American masculinity, I think, at a really important time where all of us need to stop and listen. And I think the problem that I see as a woman in America and as a female filmmaker is that so many of the men looking at their past in the United States aren't able to come to terms with what they've done or the impact of their actions. And I think and Major Arcana is one of the first male characters I've seen in this era who are trying to make amends and are trying to come to terms and figure out where we as a people and a community go from here. And I would like to add about, I think, the quietness of the film when you live in these rural places and when you have this kind of baggage in your past, I think the quiet is such a good tool because it's a way where you can't hide. It's a way where, like, everything that you have been running from, that Dink has been running from in his past, that he's tried to forget, when he comes back and he's in this quiet, desolate place, there's nothing you can do except come to terms and look all of your ghosts in the eye. So that, I think, as filmmakers, was what we were trying to go for.
You look retarded.
Huh?
What are you doing?
Grabbing a bite.
You knew I'd be here.
Back dating Craig again?
More or less. What are you really doing here?
Eating, I told you.
No, in town.
Settling my father's estate.
Does that take like 10 minutes?
More or less. No, actually, he left me everything.
Yeah? How much?
52 acres and like 15,000 bucks. Don't tell anybody.
Thank you for joining us for this special episode of the On Story podcast. At the 25th Annual Austin Film Festival, we are thrilled to present a diverse array of outstanding international storytellers. We hope you will join us October 25th through November 1st. You can get your film passes and badges at austinfilmfestival.com, where you can also find this year's full lineup of films and panels. You've been listening to Austin Film Festival's On Story.